Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. And let me tell you about one person who's healing the planet, Rena Greenberg. She is had such incredible success with weight loss hypnosis that she's been featured in a bazillion news stories, including USA Today, Woman's World. She's been on TV. Her wellness program has been reviewed and sponsored in hospitals all over the country. And she's also a Hay House author. She works with people all over the world in private hypnotherapy and coaching sessions to help them get healthy and improve their lives, especially around weight loss and doing something which is hard to do, which is breaking up with sugar. So she wrote a book called Easy Sugar Breakup, Break the Habits and Addictions That Control You. And I'm dying to talk to you about this. I think I might need to break up with sugar, Rena. How do I do it?
Well, the first step is realizing, you know, that it's a problem, that it's time to break up. And that's really, actually, that's the first step. And sometimes it's the hardest step, because one of the things I love hearing from my clients and people that read the book, they say, oh, my God, it was so much easier than I thought it would be. And sometimes it's just the fear of doing it that gets in the way. But there are really steps you can take that to make it so much easier to just realize, you know what, I'm never looking back. I'm moving forward. And to me, it's all about freedom. You know, a lot of people come to me, they just want to lose weight. And I'm all about, yes, but weight loss is a side benefit, because what we really want here is freedom from addiction, to feel in control of your life and your habits.
And what's so bad about sugar that we need to break up with it?
Well, I tell you the truth. I mean, if it's not a problem, you don't need to fix it. And some people are really able to eat a little bit of sugar here and there in moderation. It's not an issue. Mm-hmm. But for so many of us, it destroys the quality of our lives on every level. It destroys our health, our physical health, our mm-hmm. mental health, our emotional health. And there are so many diseases, illnesses, and even life issues where sugar is really the culprit. And that's why I say the goal really is freedom, because for so many people, sugar is a trap. It keeps them stuck on many, many levels. And that breaks my heart. And that certainly was the case for me, and why I'm so passionate about helping people be free of it.
So I read something in the news not too long ago that says that sugar is like more addictive than crack and cocaine. And is that true? Is that what, do some people really get hooked on it?
Oh, my God. It really, really is. And I'm just so grateful that now this information is being kept out, is out there, you know, because when I first got sick and my doctors were talking to me and saying, what do you think this could be? And I said, well, I don't know. Maybe it's my diet. I kind of eat, you know, a lot of junk. And they were like, oh, that's ridiculous. This could have nothing to do with that at all, because of the issues with my heart. And at the time, you know, there was just no awareness about it. So I'm so happy that more and more there's research being done that is absolutely saying that those same receptor cells in the brain that, you know, will crave opioids and will crave, like you said, crack, cocaine, when you have that in your system. And it's the same thing for so many of us when it comes to sugar and the different and all the variations of sugar. So the brain actually craves it, you know, when it's in the body, and so destructive on so many levels.
So your technique that you use is really more about breaking food addictions of all kinds, or addictions of all kinds, really.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you mentioned, you know, some of my clients being featured on TV and in magazines. And so for most of them, you know, the story is weight loss, because when someone loses, you know, 80 pounds, 100 pounds, you really have that visual. Mm-hmm. Whereas when someone, you know, stops smoking or gets off of, you know, prescription painkillers, it's not as dramatic visually, you know, although the stories are just as touching and beautiful. But yeah, these addictions all work in the same way, both physically and psychologically. You know, it's a habit and it's an addiction. And so physically, We crave these substances because they're in our system, so we just want more. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, emotionally, we crave them because of the pleasurable associations with the substances. So for and the thing about sugar, you know, if someone comes to me with an addiction, and let's say they're addicted to heroin, I mean, it's so much easier in a way because all of society is saying, no, heroin's a bad thing, except for a very small subsection of society that's saying, oh, you know, let's have fun, let's do it. But when it comes to food and sugar, it's the opposite, where most of society is just saying, oh, come on, you only live once, it's your birthday, you know, you'll start your diet Monday. And there's all these phrases that are just part of our everyday language that make it okay. And then, you know, there's just that very small subsection in society, which now, unfortunately, is growing bigger and bigger, but fewer people are gaining the awareness and saying, wait a second, sugar's not as innocent as it seems, even though it is really, I wouldn't say forced on us, but it is such a big part of our culture and our society. But nevertheless, that doesn't make it less harmful. It just means that the sugar and the food industry, you know, politically, they're where they want to be. And so the rest of us has to really reach that level of empowerment. And that's what I help people do, is connect into that inner level of power to make the changes that they need to make, not to get caught up in, well, everyone else is doing it type of thing.
Yeah, it's such a good point. I was thinking when you were talking, like, you know, in my generation, you fall down and hurt, you skin your knee when you're a little tiny kid, you come in the house and your mom gives you a cupcake or a cookie, or you go to the doctor and you get a lollipop, you know, and it's like that sugary sweet thing is such a reward. It's not like your mom's going to give you a shot of whiskey and, you know, and a joint and some heroin, hopefully, you know, but that cupcake or that cookie is like, oh, don't cry, here's a cookie. You know?
Oh, totally. We have been so conditioned to comfort ourselves with food and all those pleasurable associations with food. And you're absolutely right. You know, it's the lollipop, it's heavy ice cream, you'll feel better. And the fact is, Lisa, it works. I mean, you know, you're in your, let's say you scrape your knee, you're crying, you'll walk into the kitchen to find mother or your caretaker to comfort you. And you get that lollipop or that cookie, and you forget all about your scraped knee. You go back outside playing, and everything's just fine for a while. So we learned early in life that the activity of eating is going to solve our problems and make us feel better. And even though now as adults, consciously, rationally, we know it's not true, subconsciously, that program still dictates our behavior.
Yeah, and so you really work, your techniques are so interesting. So you have this combination of techniques that you use, breathing, neuro-linguistic programming, cognitive reconditioning, movement, self-hypnosis, relaxation, and imagery. It feels like all that stuff is designed to get like back in the back of the brain, like in our subconscious, into the back part of our psyche, to unhook maybe that reward or love, the where we, you know, connect love and sweet in that kind of the back of our brain. Is that what you're doing?
Exactly. And as you said, the love and the sweetness from that food is connected in the subconscious part of the mind. And so we really want to go in and with great gentleness and compassion for ourselves. You know, we're so used to, you know, so often people, you know, you could just see it. They wake up and say, oh my God, I hate the way I look. I hate the way I feel. You're disgusting. You got to do something. And the way we speak to ourselves is very, very harsh and cruel.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't speak that way to other people. And so my whole approach is learning to release the past, release the judgment, release the criticism, release that unforgiveness, and instead to look at ourselves with fresh eyes and see that we're simply running a program. Just like if your computer was running, you know, Excel, and you wanted it to instead run Word, you know, you wouldn't beat the computer. You know, you have to just switch programs. And that's really what all those techniques you're talking about, that you mentioned that I teach, and this, the self-hypnosis, the neuro-linguistic program, and the mindfulness, all of it together is very specifically designed to help a person change the way they think about food subconsciously. Yeah. So they actually begin to prefer healthy food and they're turned off to harmful foods, and to break that connection between love and eating, really eating anything. Food is nourishment, food is sustenance, but we need love. Love is a strong need, and we want to learn how to open and receive love and how to give love without it being tied to food. At the same time, when it comes to food, we want to retrain the brain so that we're not on any kind of diet. because dieting subconsciously is a short-term situation. And so instead, we want to feel that we just prefer healthy, nutritious foods. And I am so excited that I've seen it myself with hundreds, actually thousands of people that I've worked with. We can rewire the brain so we actually prefer healthy food. And that's great news.
Yeah, that is a great news. Now, can you give us an example of how that works? Like maybe a story you can share or an example of how these techniques actually work?
Absolutely. You know, I had a woman, she'd be a perfect example, named Lynn. And, you know, Lynn came to me later in life. And she came to me, she was already in her 60s. And her whole life, I mean, she had, you know, she obviously had been on every diet out there, but it was always, you know, always found herself going back to the sugar. And again, it's not necessarily an item that says sugar on it, you know, but it's the cookies, it's the bread, it's the pasta, you know, it's all those simple and processed carbs, the fast foods. And she thought she had tried everything, but just sort of skeptically, she said, okay, I've tried everything. Let me just, you know, try your program, which is really hypnotherapy with coaching. And she really just did a couple of sessions, and then she went home with the reinforcing material, which was, you know, a CD or audio recording. And she said the transformation was just unbelievable. What she said that I really love is she said, I would be in the grocery store and I would reach for something I used to buy, like a bag of cookies. She said, I'd hear your voice saying, not bad girl, you know, not wagging that finger, but you know what? I don't even want this anymore. Like, this does not appeal to me anymore.
Yeah.
And it was so great because she told me the story as if it were my voice. I said to her, I said, you know, Lynn, it's actually your inner voice. And she said, you know what? I didn't think of that. You're right. She had actually began to embody that new inner voice. So basically it was her voice of wisdom, of truth. And she started to be guided by that instead of the old compulsive voice that just was doing things on autopilot that didn't make sense anymore.
Wow, that's such a great, and I love it that you said diets don't work. And I have to tell you, I'm one of those people that has yo-yo dieted my whole life, you know, and gain weight with a pregnancy and lost weight, you know, and I was really actually okay until I hit menopause, and then it was like sort of an uphill battle. And since then, I've been on every strange diet, every fad diet, and just like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I decided I was done with it. I just can't. This, because the pattern is so obvious. You lose a lot of weight, and then as soon as you get off the crazy diet, you gain it back. And then it brings along some friends, too, you know?
Exactly.
So,
it's
yeah.
So true, yeah.
I think it's the so bad for us to lose diet.
Oh, it is. It's terrible for your body. I mean, you're putting your body through, you know, just a shock. You know, it's almost like the starvation. It's like on the diet, off the diet, good today, bad today, and then putting your body into starvation mode, and then the, you know, the pendulum swings in the opposite direction and start overeating and binging, snacking, emotional eating. So I know that pattern all too well. And the great news is that, like you said, there's basically a switch in the brain, really, that we can just switch and then we look at food differently. We don't look at food as a friend. But we do look at food as nourishment and sustenance. Mm-hmm. And I think the two extremes are either you're eating everything in sight because you're craving that taste. But then the other extreme is eating food that tastes horrible. That's just diet foods. Of course, the minute you go on the diet, you want to go off it. So I'm all about, I mean, to a lot of, like in my new book, The Easy Sugar Breakup, I have sugar-canceled recipes because the goal is to really enjoy. And people are like, oh my God, this food is so delicious. You could really lose weight on the food. Yes, because you start to, it's portion control. You're just eating exactly only what your body needs for energy. Mm. And because you're not eating addictive foods or triggers, the body knows when to stop. I mean, if you think of like a baby, the baby cries, oh, hungry, hungry. And then you feed that baby, either you're breastfeeding or you give it the bottle, whichever. And the baby stops the minute it's full. It doesn't think, oh my God, I was so hungry a minute ago. If I don't finish that whole bottle, if I don't keep nursing here, I'll never get fed again. No, you know, the baby trusts, oh, I'm full, I'm done.
Right.
And that's the natural mechanism. But we've unlearned that because we put all those toxic, junk processed foods in our body and they disconnect us from our physical hunger.
Wow. Well, that's so interesting. And a sugar canceling recipe, maybe, is it something that, I mean, I actually don't eat that much sugar. I eat fruit. That's sort of the only sugar that I eat. And I have lost my taste for it in a way. You know, like it doesn't taste.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it doesn't, or things that normally I like, fruit is so sweet to me, or things that like beets taste so super sweet to me, you know, because I don't actually like really processed sugar anymore. It just tastes weird to me.
Yeah, that's great. That is so wonderful. It's the first step. But I think that's so interesting. What you just said is I don't eat a lot of sugar, because I had a woman, actually Karen, who came here to do a session with me just yesterday. She was so excited. It's been 6 weeks. She's down 14 pounds and she really only has 30 pounds to lose total. So she's pretty much lost half her weight in just 6 weeks, which was more than she had expected to, you know, because she wasn't someone who thought, I got to do this. You know, some people want to do everything really quickly, but the problem then is, you know, it's not going to be permanent. We want permanent results. And
right.
So she's thrilled. But she said the same thing. She said, you know what? I didn't think I ate a lot of sugar, because she didn't like sweets. She always passed up dessert. In fact, as a child, she said she worked at the Carvel ice cream place, and she said she never even really had any. So she was amazed, but when after doing the hypnotherapy with me, she said, okay, you know, when we, you know, she was able to create an eating plan and all that. Actually, it's all kind of in the Easy Sugar Breakup book, where you create a food map for yourself, so it's not a diet. So she was following that, but she said she must have had so much hidden sugar that she didn't even realize. Like she said, for example, she used to go to the grocery store and get a huge bowl of grapes. And she said she would just sit with that bowl of grapes. So she said she would, every time she would pass, like in the kitchen, she would grab more of them and sit with them. And so even that, like she realized, no, she's not buying those grapes anymore. So even though it was a healthy sugar, she wasn't eating it in moderation. You know, she was overdoing it because her body, you know, was craving that.
Right.
And so she was so happy to make those changes. And even, for example, she used to have a glass of wine a few times a week. And she said, you know what? I don't even want it anymore. So it's not like, I want it, but I can't have it. It's something switches in your brain. You don't want it anymore.
Well, that's fantastic. I want to try it. I'm gonna be checking out your stuff for sure, because I'm looking for more of that, like, you know, the healthy permanent, get off the yo-yo diet. You know, and I feel like my body changed so much with menopause that I have to like relearn how to eat for who I am right now, in a way, if that makes sense.
That is such a good point. You know, there's so many things we used to do when we were 10 years old that we can't do anymore as adults, you know?
No, I know.
And for some of us, for many of us, it's, you know, the food.
Yeah.
But the great news is, you know, we move on and enjoy all, you know, again, the taste of food changes, and that's the wonderful thing.
And tell me, how does CBD come into all of this? Because I know that you have your own organic CBD line of CBD products to help people through this process. Where's the connection, and how does CBD help?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. I mean, I am so passionate about helping people to find real, authentic CBD, medical grade, high potency, because honestly, when I found CBD for myself, it was 2 years ago. CBD was not the rage that it is now. It was sort of a hidden thing just starting to come out. And I really was reluctant to try it because I did not want to have anything that could be stimulating, you know, my history with addiction and helping so many people with addiction over the years. I was very leery. But once I researched and realized that it actually, you know, CBD does not get you high. It's not psychoactive, but authentic CBD does have a lot of the medicinal components. And I used it to help with glaucoma. I was really in a bad spot. My doctor told me my eye pressures were going up. He told me I would need surgery or increased medicines. I didn't want either. So sort of desperate, I reached out to the CBD and I couldn't believe it. I mean, not only did it lower my pressures so much, I mean, my doctor couldn't believe it. That was really the best they had been in over a decade. But I got all these side benefits. My hormones were more balanced. I'm sleeping better. And so I, you know, then when I looked at the market for CBD and saw, it broke my heart really to see how many products out there boasting all the benefits of CBD, and yet they were very low potency. Often the label didn't disclose any potency. Mm-hmm. Many of the products were isolate, not full spectrum. And what that means is that like full spectrum, for example, is the whole plant.
Right.
So that's very important because it has all the cannabinoids. It's going to work on the body's own endocannabinoid system,
right,
much more so than just isolate, which is an isolated kind of chemical extracted, but much cheaper. So in other words, people didn't know that. So I, in the book, Easy Sugar Breakup, I included a whole chapter on CBD, what to look for, how to know if it's good CBD, what are good potencies, how much should you take, what kind of CBD to use for what. But I actually, because I'm so passionate about helping people with all addiction, but also, you know, a lot of people with the weight loss issues, what I did was I researched and was able to blend CBD, again, full spectrum, high potency CBD with other cannabinoid herbs. So phytocannabinoids, which are plant cannabinoids that work on the body's own endocannabinoid system, which for people who aren't aware of that, it's a set of receptor cells that are throughout the body. So it turns out this endocannabinoid system is within the body and it affects how you think, how you sleep, how you eat, your memory, all the functions of the body. It's really amazing. And so I was able to create actually a couple of formulas that work synergistically with the CBD to really balance this whole system. And what people are saying, it helps with pain, helps with sleep, helps to improve energy, well-being. People just feel better. But also it really helps assist with cravings, with reducing cravings.
Yeah.
So the side benefit, again, is it can be weight loss.
I'm such a huge fan of CBD. I also discovered it about 2 years ago, around the same time you did. And it's really helped me with sleep. I was never really a fantastic sleeper. I think it mostly I work as a psychic, and I think psychics don't sleep well. It's like a thing, you know. So I didn't really have a good night's sleep until ever in my whole life until I started using CBD. But I totally get it about the confusion of how many products, and you think you're getting scammed and you don't know what you're getting, and everybody jumped on the bandwagon, and it's, you know, it's very overwhelming and confusing. So I think it's so powerful having a reliable source that you can trust, you know, that, you know,
yeah,
I'm definitely going to check out your stuff, because I find I'm not 100% happy with what I've been using. So, so I'm definitely going to check out your stuff, because I do feel like that, there is some sort of something that goes on in our brain when we use CBD that calms down the part of us that wants, that's anxious or stressed or wants drugs or sugar or all those other things that we see. I wonder if we're craving that, and that's something that we're trying to get in all the things that we're eating.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I mentioned the endocannabinoid system. So the body has its own endocannabinoids. Endo meaning within. So the cannabinoids that are produced by the body. And one of the strongest endocannabinoids that's produced is known as anandamide, which is comes from the word ananda, which in Sanskrit means bliss. So it's literally the bliss molecule.
Wow.
So when the body is balanced, yes, and the body's in homeostasis, this anandamide, this bliss molecule freely flows throughout the body. And all our systems, our endocrine system, our cardiac system, our nervous system, the central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, all, you know, all these systems are balanced and functioning optimally. But when we're out of balance, that's not happening. And so we want to feel that anandamide, we want to feel the bliss molecule, but the body also has an enzyme known as the FAAH enzyme. And what that does is it actually gobbles up this anandamide. It's like an enzyme that, it's like a little Pac-Man, and it gobbles it up. And so it's interesting, one of the functions of CBD, because people might say, well, if we have our own cannabinoids in the body, why do we need a plant cannabinoid? Well, it's because this enzyme is dissolving, you know, the natural anandamide. So when we take CBD, it prevents that enzyme from dissolving the anandamide. So we have more of the bliss molecule in our body. And that's why people say when they're taking real authentic CBD and it's blocking that enzyme, all of a sudden people say, I have more energy, I feel better. And then we're not out of balance. So we're not, you know, like you said, we're not craving the sugar, the cigarette, the drugs, whatever it is, because our own body's natural feel-good chemicals are at work.
And you have an offer that is some super cider. Can you tell us about this offer? And also, I want to just have you share your contact information, where people can get you to work with you, and where they can get your book. But tell us about the Super Cider.
Oh, I'd love to. I'm so excited about CBD Super Cider. In fact, it's one of the only products out there that's USDA organic certified. And the ingredients are, it really uses premium ingredients. So it has 400 milligrams of full spectrum. That's the highest quality CBD, Colorado grown, seed to sale. I mean, it's a very, very pure product. And then it's in a base of an herbal formula that has seven other plant cannabinoid herbs like black pepper, helichrysum, turmeric, cacao, cinnamon, nutmeg. So very powerful phytocannabinoids. And that has over 40 grams of the herbal formula in the bottle in pure cherry, organic cherry concentrate, organic apple cider vinegar. So the formula works beautifully together to help with all those
so
areas.
Powerful. And, yeah, and you so have so an offer where you're giving this away for free?
Yeah. Yes, I am. So it's going to be a 1 ounce bottle of the CBD Super Cider, and it's free plus shipping. So all you do is pay a nominal shipping fee, and I'm happy to share that bottle because I want people to start to feel the benefits and just to taste it and to feel how good it feels going down. It's really wonderful. So that's available at renasorganic.com/free. So Rena's Organic is R-E-N-A-S, and then the word organic.com/free.
And where can, thank you so much. It's such a generous offer. And where can people get your book?
And the book is available at Amazon, Easy Sugar Breakup on Amazon.com. That's the best way to get the book.
Rena, thank you so much for being on the show. It was fantastic. I wish we had another hour to talk about everything because it's so cool what you're doing. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure. It was wonderful to talk to you. And thank you to all your listeners for listening in.
Oh, and thank all of you guys out there in Empower Radio Land for listening to us today. You can find me on my website, lisacampion.com. I also have a pretty cool gift going on right now that is a guided meditation series for people who are highly sensitive, for all you empaths. I got some free stuff for you. Come and check it out. And thank you for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.